السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف، جعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to witness another month of Ramadan and inshallah witness another Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is so important that if we do our preparations throughout the year so that we don't miss Laylatul Qadr, it's worth doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran characterizes Laylatul Qadr with some very important qualities. One is that this is a blessed night. In Surah Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah." We revealed the Quran, we sent the Quran down in a blessed night. So the container that Allah chose for sending the Quran down is Laylatul Qadr. So when Allah wanted to give His final message, the best setting, the best environment, the best container that Allah found in His knowledge and wisdom to choose for sending down the Quran was Laylatul Qadr, which is a very blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarak. Also, it is the night which is salam. As Allah says in Surah Qadr, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. This is the night which is peace. Allah doesn't say it's peaceful. Allah said it's peace. It means that it's full of peace. Salam is a quality that Allah uses for Himself. You know, one of the names of Allah is Salam. Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. So, Salam is Allah Himself. Salam is also the quality of heaven, because heaven is Darus Salam. Salam is also the quality of this night. So this is a heavenly night. This is a godly night. This is a very special night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any exaggeration, He says it's khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. Allah is not exaggerating when He says it's better than 1,000 months. He really means this. And indeed, Allah doesn't say it's equal to 1,000 months. He says it's better than 1,000 months. So maybe what a person or a group or a community or a nation have not achieved in 1,000 months, another person or group or community or nation can achieve in this night. Okay, so sometimes people over decades have not achieved what you can achieve in Laylatul Qadr in one night. And if we don't achieve, okay, we will be also like them, then other people would be coming and achieving this great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It's like some 90 years. The whole dynasty of Amavids was Al-Fashah, was 1,000 months. Muawiyah, Yazid, all of them ruled for 1,000 months. You can achieve in this one night what people who were living from the beginning up to the end were able to achieve. You can achieve more. So this is why Allah says to the Prophet, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How do you know the greatness of Laylatul Qadr? It's something beyond your imagination. So it's very, very a special night. And I feel responsible to, inshallah, benefit from every moment of this life, night together, inshallah, in the best way. And I admit that I am not capable, but we ask Allah's help to guide us this night in the way that, inshallah, we can achieve the most for ourselves, for our brothers and sisters, for our community, for our ummah, for all humanity, inshallah. This night is a night that you can do many things. There are some a'mals recommended for this night. Inshallah, we are going to do some of these a'mal. Some of them we are not able to do it here, especially with such short nights, but some of them, inshallah, we are going to achieve. Those a'mal are very significant. Among those a'mal, we have istighfar. Istighfar is something very crucial for tonight. Of course, we have to make sure that before reaching Laylatul Qadr, we are already forgiven. So from months of Rajab, Sha'ban, beginning of Ramadan, we should always be asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the night for those who have been forgiven. But if by any chance our sins are still not forgiven, or if, na'udhu billah, we have committed sins recently, so this is the last opportunity. So we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins, inshallah, tonight. But part of it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of it is to us. If we want to be forgiven, we cannot only expect Allah to forgive us. If we want to be forgiven, we have to also do something. We have to change ourselves. I want to mention some point that I hope it will be useful, inshallah, for me and for you. Sometimes we are put in a pressure, under a pressure, you know, a situation that we feel pressure. For example, maybe a person, I don't know, a young person maybe felt very hungry and thirsty and then broke his fast. And then he regrets and says, you know, oh Allah, please forgive me. Sometime maybe a young person felt pressure, felt attraction to look at Namahram, or I don't know, to shake hand with Namahram, and so on and so forth. Later, he regrets. Later, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness sincerely and honestly. But the problem is that then again this repeats. Another day, another time, maybe with another person, this repeats. So what is wrong here? That Tawbah was honest. He really, you know, felt sorry and regret. Why again this happens? One of the things that is a requirement of successful Tawbah, you know, maybe we can distinguish between two types of Tawbah. Sometimes it's honest but not successful. Sometimes it is honest and successful. I mean by successful that you don't repeat the same sin. A requirement for an honest and successful tawbah is that we should go to a higher level of taqwa and a higher level of understanding that not only we regret, we feel sorry after we commit the sin, not only that, but also if we are put in a similar condition, we are not going to do it. And there's a big difference between the two. Sometimes when I am hungry or I am under pressure, I commit a sin. Okay, after that my stomach is full. Now I say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa tuwalai. What a bad thing I did. But this is not necessarily showing that I have become a better person. Now just the pressure has gone. You have satisfied your desire and now you feel sorry. But what is important is that we should reach that level of understanding that if we are put in the same condition or even worse, we don't commit the sin. And this is the challenge. This is what makes istighfar a high position. As Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, a person who used to keep, you know, repeating istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, and Amir al-Mu'mineen said, istighfar is not such an easy thing. Istighfar is a very high position for good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is istighfar? What is tawbah? Tawbah is that we reflect on what we have done, the damage that we have caused to ourselves, to our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then strengthen our iman, strengthen our determination and willpower so that if we are put in the same condition, we will not be affected by temptations coming from shaitan or nafs ammare. This is successful tawbah. And if someone has this tawbah, it means that he has raised himself even higher than what he used to be before that sin. Because now there's a transformation, there's an upgrade. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who repent. Not in the sense that those who are not committing sins are less than those who commit sin and repent. No, it means that among the people, there are people who have committed sins, but then they have got the lesson and therefore they worked on themselves and strengthened themselves and upgraded themselves. These people are the people that Allah loves, compared to the people that either are still committing the sins or they are very slowly, sometimes, you know, doing sins, sometimes, you know, doing istighfar. One night of qad, they do istighfar, again, they commit sin. The next night of qad, they do istighfar. This is not taking us anywhere. So, one of the requirements of this night is to have honest and successful tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to enable us to have such tawbah tonight. And we all together say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyu al-qayyum dhul jalal wal-ikram wa atubu ilayh. But this is a book that we open, but we have to work. You have to write your success in this sincere and successful tawbah. Right now, the time is very short. So we give the promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah I am going to improve myself and not commit those sins, even if I am put in the same condition. But we have to keep our promise and do work on it. Another thing which is very important in this night is to renew our allegiance to the Hujjah of Allah, to Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Because this night is also the night that belongs to Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Our hadith are very clear that when in the night of Qadr, Al-Malaika, the angels, and the Ruh, the spirit, descend. They descend to the heart of the Hujjah of Allah. The hadiths are very clear, and even Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam teach us that you can argue based on the Quran for this fact. So if someone doesn't accept this, you can argue from the Quran to show that there must be a person who is so pleasing to Allah and so close to Allah that the angels and the spirit descend to his heart. How can we argue from the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. تَنَزَّلُ means this is something which continues. You know, in Arabic, we use present tense to show continuity. If it was tanazzala, means this is something which happened. For example, in one Laylatul Qadr that Prophet received the Quran, the angels and Ruh came down and finished. But this is not our understanding. We believe that Laylatul Qadr repeats every year. Some people think that Laylatul Qadr was only once. But we believe that Laylatul Qadr repeats every year. Tanazzalu means this shows continuity. It continuously happens. Okay. Al-Malaika. In Arabic we say this is Jam'a Muhalla Bil-Alif Wal-Lam. Means Jam shows inclusiveness. Means all the angels. Al-Malaika means all the angels. All the angels come down. Var-Ruh. And the spirit. Who is this spirit? Who is this ruh? There is a discussion here. Some say ruh is Jibra'il, who is archangel, the head of the angels, a ruh. But according to some hadith, ruh is not an angel. الروح خلق أعظم من جبرائيل. It's a creation of Allah greater than Jibra'il. Because Jibra'il is included in Al-Malaika. So Ruh is different. Ruh is even higher. Ruh here is Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit, which is higher than angels, but of course it's a creation. In Christianity, they say Ruhul Qudus is God, one of the three persons of Trinity. We don't accept that. We say it's a creation, خَلْقٌ, but we accept that it is أَعْظَمُ مِنْ جَبْرَائِيل. It's greater than Gabriel or Jibra'il. Anyway, this Malaika, the angels, and the Ruh, the spirit, every year they descend, they come. Question, where? Where do they come? When they come from the higher world, from Malakut, from the world of the spirits and angels, they come down. Where do they come? Do they come down to a place, for example, to a masjid, to a plane, to a valley, to an airport? Where do they come? No. They come down to the heart of the one that Allah is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُلْقِ الرُّوحَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah sends the ruh to those that he is pleased with, he wants, he wills. So when Allah sends down, the angel sends it to people. Angels come down to people, to some hearts. And another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Those who say that Allah is our Lord, and then they are persistent, they don't give up, they don't deviate, they don't compromise, they are persistent, angels come down to them. تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels come down to them and they tell them, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't have fear, don't grieve. So the angels come down to the heart of that servant of Allah that he is pleased with. So in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to come down to Rasulullah. In the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, they used to come down to Amirul Mu'mineen. And right now, they come down to the heart of Imam Zaman. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Whose heart is the highest, is the highest thing that you can find in this world. When this connection, this link between Malakut and Mulk, between the heaven and the earth is going to happen, this connection, this link would be the link of the Hujjah of Allah, who represents humanity and is in the highest position. Through him, we receive that blessing, that barakah. This is why in Dua al-Nudba we say, Aina sababul muttasilu bayna al-ardi was-sama. Where is the link that connects the earth to sky, to heaven? So Laylatul Qadr is the night of Imam Zaman. It's the night of the Hujjah of Allah. And therefore, it's very important to renew our allegiance to Imam Zaman, to think and reflect on our responsibilities towards Imam Zaman. Of course, hopefully, we should have made all these things ready in advance so that in Laylatul Qadr we just review, because time is very short. If you want just to think now what we are going to do for Imam Zaman, maybe time is very short. But still, we have, you know, this night and the other two nights. So this is also very important. So istighfar, very important. Reviewing our relation with Imam Zaman and think what we have been missing, what we have been failing to do, what we are supposed to do. Our relation with the Quran is very important. One of the a'mal of this night is that we do tabassul to the Quran. We do open the Quran in front of our face and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the Quran and what has been mentioned, the Quran, to include us among the people that He frees them and releases them from hellfire. And then we put Quran on our head. This is to teach us that without Quran we cannot get anywhere. If you want success in dunya and if you want success in akhirah, we have to be with the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إذا التبست عليكم الفتن كقطع الليل المظلم. If very difficult situations come, that you are shocked, you are surprised, you don't know what to do, you are perplexed. So the situation is very clouded, very dark, ambiguous. You don't know how to keep your faith, how to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. In those times of fitna, tests and difficulties, You have to make sure that you are with the Quran, at the service of the Quran, listening to the Quran, implementing the Quran. We need the Quran. This is Hablullah. This is the rope that Allah has extended from heaven to us so that we can get and rise. So we have to reflect on relation with the Quran. And this is another thing. The other thing which is very important is to reflect on our relation with each other. One of the important relations that we have is with our parents. If we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the best ways is to be very kind to our parents. This is a very great blessing of Allah that by being kind to your parents, which is the most natural thing, which is the most, you know, obvious thing that a person can do, because we owe a lot to our parents. But Allah is so kind that He says, by pleasing your parents, being kind to your parents, serving your parents, I am pleased with you. The key to heaven is pleasure of your parents. Especially respect for father and love for mother. I am a little bit distinguishing between the way you have to react with your father and your mother. Mother needs more love, more attention, more care. But father especially receives respect, has to receive respect from us. Love is there, but respect is very important. If you don't preserve the respect of your father, no matter how much you do for him, it's not enough. Mothers may forgive you, but fathers, if their respect is endangered, then it's very difficult to be able to please them and to win their heart. We have to be very polite to our parents, and then other people with whom we have a relation, our husband, our wife. When we marry, we are no longer single. Now, my relation with Allah depends on my relation with my wife, my husband. You cannot go to heaven without being questioned seriously about what you have done with your husband or wife. Something that we have to think about it. We have to be very careful. So I'm saying these things that we have to reflect tonight. And, you know, if we have been not doing well, we promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to do well. If we have done any zulm, either to relatives, to friends, to strangers, Muslims, non-Muslims, if we have done any zulm, in addition to istighfar, we have to try to please them. If there is anything that belongs to them, if they have any rights over us which is not fulfilled, we have to compensate. Zulm is very destructive. Injustice is not something that you can, you know, ignore or overlook. And then, if we make sure that we have all these things addressed, then we can think about what type of lifestyle I want to have. What type of service I want to have to my community, to humanity, to Imam Zaman. This is another big area that we have to reflect. How I want to live my life? Do I want to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I want to be a source of blessing for other people, for my community, my family? I want to be a person who inspires others to do good things, or I am just concerned with, you know, my own, you know, business, my own, I don't know, domestic, you know, issues, and, you know, my own economy. This is very important. So these are few important things that we have to reflect in this night. Istighfar, inshallah, we are going to have in A'mal. renewing our allegiance to Imam al-Zaman and thinking about our responsibility towards Imam al-Zaman, renewing our relation with the Quran and making Quran our companion, a guide that we always listen and follow, being very kind and polite and respectful and caring for our parents, then with our husband or wife, and then the other relatives, family, children, and then extended to other people. And then also, if there is any haqqun nas, if there is anything that people are in possession and we have not respected and we owe them, then we have to make arrangement that inshallah we make them happy and pleased with us. This is the night that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam was expecting to happen, and I read just a little bit of what has been said about this night, and then inshallah we go downstairs to have a'mal. You know, Amirul Mu'mineen was informed long before his martyrdom about this incident. Even in that famous khutbah Sha'baniyah, the sermon in the month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah said, in the end, Rasulullah talked about Amirul Mu'mineen receiving this strike in the month of Ramadan. So Amirul Mu'mineen was expecting this, but that special month of Ramadan, he was, of course, in a unique situation, because he was expecting any night this happens. According to Shaykh Mufid in Irshad, he says, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam told Lady Umm Kulthum, his daughter, Ya Bunayya, إني أراني قل ما أصحابكم. My dear daughter, I see that I would be with you only for very limited time. That my time with you would be very short. قالت وكيف ذلك? Lady Umm Kulthum asked, why? قال إني رأيت النبي الله صلى الله عليه وآله في منامي. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, I had a dream of Rasulullah. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الْغِبَارَ عَنْ وَجْهِ. And Rasulullah was removing dust from my face. وَيَقُولُ يَا عَلِي لَا عَلَيْكَ قَدْ قَضَيْتَ مَا عَلَيْكَ. Rasulullah, while he was removing dust from my face, was telling me, oh Ali, there is nothing left that you have to do. You have done everything that you were supposed to do. You have fulfilled your responsibility. Then Lady Umm Kulthum says, فَمَا مَكَثْنَا إِلَّا ثَلَاثَ حَتَّى ضُرِبَ تَلِكَ الضَّرْبَ. Then he said, it only took 3 nights till Amirul Mu'mineen received that strike. Shaykh Mufid says that in this particular night of the 19th of Ramadan, سَحَرَ تَلِكَ اللَّيْلَةَ, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam was awake. فَأَكْثَرَ الْخُرُوجِ وَالنَّظَرَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. He used to go out of the room and look at the sky. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And he used to say, وَاللَّهِ مَا كُذِبْتُ وَلَا كَذِبْتُ. By Allah, I was not told lie and I never told lies. Means Rasulullah didn't tell me lie when he told me about my death in this month. وَإِنَّهَا اللَّيْلَةُ الَّتِي وُعِدْتُ بِهَا. This is the night which I was promised. ثُمَّ يُعَاوِدُ مَزْجَعَهُ. Then he was going back to his bed. So this night he spent between being in his room and going out and looking at the sky. فَلَمَّا طَلَعَ الْفَجْرِ. When the time of Fajr came, شَدَّ إِزَارَهُ وَخَرَجَ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. Then he put his dress on and he started reading this poem and went towards masjid. Ushdud hayazimaka lil maut fa innal maut laqik. Fasten your belt for death, because your death is coming to meet you. Wala tajza' min al maut idha halla biwadik. And don't be frightened and don't shout when your death comes. So this is the night that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam spent And then the whole creation was in a special situation. It is said that فَلَمَّا خَرَجَ إِلَىٰ صَحْنِ الدَّارِ, when Amirul Mu'mineen went to the court and was going out, then the geese who were in the court started crying. فَصَحْنَ فِي وَجْهِهِ, and then the ladies started to remove them and take them away from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Then Amirul Mu'mineen said, دَعَوْهُنَّ فَإِنَّهُنَّ نَوَائِهِ, let them cry and after them women will cry, informing about his death. I read a poem in Farsi and then inshallah we will finish and join for A'mal. امشب یتیمان کوفه در انتظار تو هستند. Tonight the orphans of Kufa are waiting for you. You know that orphans of Kufa, the poor of Kufa, they were receiving help from Amirul Mu'mineen, not knowing who is helping them. چشم انتظار قدومت در بین راه نشستند. They are waiting and they don't know what has happened, because Ali used to visit them by now every night. Tonight has become late. شاید دوباره بیاید بر دوش او نان و خرما. Still they have hope, maybe Ali would bring to them bread and dates. دیگر نمانده تحمل از غصه‌اش در دل ما. They say we cannot wait anymore for seeing that lovely person. شبهای کوف بیاد و ذکر دعای تو مانده. بین خراب مریضی شعر فراغ تو خانده. The nights of Kufa, remember Ali. The air, the earth, everywhere remembers the munajat of Ali in Kufa. The invocations that he had with Allah. Look at also the people who are living in places in Kufa without house and shelter, how they are reciting for Ali. Then the poet refers to the last moments of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen in the night of 21st, when he had Hazrat Abbas, Imam Hussein, Lady Zainab around him. در لحظه واپسینت دیدی دو چشمان عباس. In your last moment you saw two eyes of Abbas. You look at the eyes of Abbas. دست حسینت نهادی در بین دستان عباس. Then you put the hands of Hussein in the hands of Abbas. Kardi wasiyat azizam dar Karbala ya varash bash. Then you told Abbas, my dear Abbas, you should support and help Hussein in Karbala. در موعد قحطی آب آری تو آب آورش باش.
When Hussein and his family will have no water, you have to bring for them water. یاری نماز نبم را می گردد از غصه بیتاب. You must also help my Zainab when she would be attacked by sorrow and grief. گفتی مبادا بنوشی پیش از حسین جرعه آب. But be careful not to drink water before حسین drinks water. الا لعنت الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. O Allah, because of Amirul Mu'mineen and all the suffering and pain that he had because of you, forgive us right away. O Allah, please enable us to serve you and live a life of piety. O Allah, please keep us and our children always on the right path. Please enable us to be able to benefit the most from Laylatul Qadr. Please make our Imam Zaman happy and pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.